This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I was looking for aid when they pulled that gate.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, Leanne McAdoo and Owen Schroeder will be taking over, and they'll be carrying this out through the fourth hour. In the time we got left, I want to take a look at the chains, not the change, but the chains that Barack Obama has been forging. Understand that, for example, in 2015, the Congress passed 87 new laws, but the bureaucrats, the bureaucracy that really is under the executive branch, passed 3,400 rules. It's about 40 times the number of rules as laws. Do you understand? This is legislation without representation. This is a permanent bureaucracy that continues to ramp up these rules. And now we have seen an explosion in the last few days from Barack Obama. Now, many of these organizations, Bloomberg, will talk about the fact, he doesn't have really that many that are that much different in count from George W. Bush or whatever. Well, there's a big difference, not just in the quantity, but there's a bigger difference in the quality of these kinds of regulations. For example, one story from the Wall Street Journal pointed out that a lot of these executive orders in the past have been very mundane. You had an executive order from JFK that talked about the fact that for executive orders themselves, you would have a 1.5-inch margin on the paper. That was an executive order. So that counts as one. Okay. And then George W. Bush had an executive order that says, no, it's not going to be a 1.5-inch margin around the edge. We're going to have a 1-inch margin on these printed executive orders. That counts as one for George W. Bush. And yet Barack Obama, in terms of qualitative executive orders, instead of talking about how wide the margin is going to be on the executive orders, he spends his executive orders in a very big way. Okay. It's not mundane, but massive, the effects of his executive orders. What he does is he takes over, federalizes land throughout the United States, three times the amount of land that's in the state of Texas he has seized, illegally, unconstitutionally, by misusing a 1906 law that was set up monuments. And so he declares essentially the state of Nevada as a monument or the state of Utah as a monument and takes over most of the land in those areas. That's what Barack Obama is doing. And then, of course, these executive orders that come through for very disturbing things that have to do with civil liberties. Take a look, for example, as I point out, the number of things that came out of the EPA last week and the Department of Justice involving automobiles. And, of course, it's not only the end of the Obama administration where they're trying to pile these things on, but it's also the same time that one of the biggest auto shows of the world is going on in Detroit. So they seize that moment, and they get big headlines each and every day. And as I said before, I said this last week when I covered it, I said, somebody in the upcoming Department of Justice needs to take a very close look at these bureaucrats who pronounce that they're going to come after Chrysler Fiat for their diesel engines one day and tank that stock by 15%. And then the next day they do it for Renault and tank their stock. Are these guys involved in insider trading? Remember, Nancy Pelosi did exactly that sort of thing. When she was called on it, she said, oh, there's no rule here. There's no rule here. See? Just like they're now saying, Donald Trump can't continue to run his own business. Well, there's no rule about that. But he's doing things to try to walk that back ethically. Now, their approach was, when they got caught doing insider trading, they said, there is no controlling legal authority here, kind of quoting Al Gore. And then they set up the Stock Act that was going to stop insider trading. And then when nobody was looking, they eviscerated that act. They waited about 8 or 9 months and eviscerated it. Now, it's not legal for bureaucrats to do this, but I can guarantee you, even though I can't prove it, I can guarantee you that there's some bureaucrats there who are going to be making some golden parachutes by tanking these different companies one day after the other. And just take a look at the difference. They're coming after this one guy, this Volkswagen executive. They want to lock him up for 169 years in prison because he comply with their regulations. Really? Really? That's pretty amazing. Now, when Road and Track reports it, they said, well, he kind of lied to the agency. So did Hillary.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. And there's this quiet Cleveland's poor.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo with you, and we have stacks of news to cover. And I wanted to get started. We always talk about what we want to start with. We'll start with Martin Luther King's niece. She comes out today and she says that she voted for Donald Trump. On the same day, Donald Trump also met with Martin Luther King Jr. III. So you have Martin Luther King's niece saying, I voted for Trump. You have Martin Luther King III coming out saying, coming out and meeting with Donald Trump. Of course, today is Martin Luther King Day. And while all this is going on, Al Sharpton actually had a D.C. protest today. Now, I was watching some of this, and he had very low turnout. It was actually raining on their parade. And there's a story here that talks about how the protest of Sharpton's is beyond just Donald Trump, but it's a beef with bipartisan, when it's actually they are the ones that are hyper-partisan here. And Cory Booker was on the Hill preaching and ranting about how they'd use this day and use this protest to bring up more stuff with civil rights, human rights. And that's, you know, we're behind all that. But we know what they're doing. They're trying to delegitimize Trump. They're trying to act like America, white nationalists, racists are the ones that elected Donald Trump. And that's what they're fomenting here in the buildup to all of these protests that are going to happen on the inauguration. What do you think is going on here, Leanne? Do you think this is going to work for them? Do you think they're going to get more people to come out with all of this stuff they're saying, protesting, Sharpton talking today? Do you think this is going to help or do you think this is going to hurt them?
Well, I think, you know, Daily Caller had a good story out about let's remember what happened when George W. Bush was getting inaugurated. I mean, it was violent protest there. They actually had to do away with the presidential walk from the car into the White House because they were afraid that, you know, there was going to be riots. People were throwing eggs at his car and everything. So, you know, I think that we're kind of seeing history repeat itself here. Frankly, those same protesters that were disrupting George W. Bush's inauguration, the same people with the same chants are coming around again saying, I forget, it was kind of like, anti-gay, go away. And so they're here again to say the same exact thing for Donald Trump, even though he has yet to do anything that is showing the gay community that he's going to do anything to repeal, you know, how far they've come. So it's just the same exact groups that this is how they continue to get that funding year after year. They convince everyone that all of these same problems are still there. They're never going to go away. And, you know, one thing that was really frustrating to me that I was seeing kind of a meme going around social media. It was a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. where he was saying that one of the first things that the racist white people do is they invite the black leaders to tea, to coffee and tea. And the black leaders, they just can't resist that tea. And so then they go and the Uncle Tom with the racist white guy, and they come out of the meeting going, you know, they weren't that bad. They were kind of nice. I think they're going to be good for us or whatever. And so there's this meme going around. So now it's just kind of reinforcing, hey, don't trust Donald Trump,
right,
when all these black leaders go and meet with him and come out of the meetings going, oh, you know what? He's really not that bad of a guy. So it's just like, we can never move on. It's not about, you know, what Martin Luther King's message was, but the judging people in the content of their character. We've completely done away with that part of his message.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear. They can try to deny that this is some sort of emergency response to Donald Trump's election and the racism that it means. But no, that's exactly what this is. They'll try to say it's bipartisan. They'll try to say human rights, this, that, the other thing. No. This is clearly because Donald Trump was elected. We know that's what this is. Quit trying to put a mask on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ironically, Ann, that you have today's Martin Luther King Day, and you have Al Sharpton, who's leading these protests, okay, on the Hill. He's getting people fired up. A lot of speakers out there, you know, preaching. Well, there were only a couple hundred people that were there as far as the, you know, citizens that showed up to be a part of the protest. But he had speakers, multiple speakers. It was very passionate, a typical Al Sharpton type event that you would expect. But the irony to me is on Martin Luther King Day, Al Sharpton is going to have his protest because Donald Trump is racist and racists elected him and people need to be aware of this. But on the same day, Martin Luther King's niece is saying she voted for Trump, and Martin Luther King III is actually meeting with Trump.
Right.
So here's Al Sharpton trying to do everything he can to try to undermine Donald Trump's election, undermine the Make America Great Again movement, try to cast it off as racist.
Well,
but on Martin Luther King Day, the actual lineage of Martin Luther King is here talking about Trump.
Right, exactly. And that's the issue here. It's people like Sharpton who are these constant race baiters. That's what their claim to fame. That's how they continue to make their money, is by constantly dividing the races. And so they're going to put out that meme. Oh, well, don't think that just because Martin Luther King the third is meeting with Donald Trump, that that's going to change anything. Don't believe them. So they just do not want to let go of this racial division. And
they can't. That's all they know is the identity politics. That's the problem here. They don't know anything else. They lose on policy. Their policies have failed or are complete pipe dreams. So they have to cling. They're the bitter clingers. They're bitter clinging to identity politics. And
right,
you can see the picture here if you want to come
and
back to the
dot. And that was all of Donald Trump's appointments. That's all the questions they were giving them. Was all about those social policies that they worked so hard to implement. Are you going to repeal those social policies? And everyone's like, let's talk about jobs. Let's talk about helping our communities. You know, why are we still talking about these things that, you know, yeah, we're working toward becoming a post-racial America, I guess. But I mean, that's what I love so much when asked at the debate how he would heal the racial divide and the racial tension in this country. And Donald Trump said jobs. That's
right.
Going to really make us equal and feel like we're
all. It's true. I mean,
this America is for all of us.
It's true that, you know, look, we're not going to sit here and money is not God. You know, that's a sin to put money over God. But it is just, I mean, it's just how society works. If you have more money, you're more likely to, I guess, be able to enjoy the things in life that you want to do. I mean, that's why people work hard.
Yeah, putting food on the table and not having to have the government handout. Not have the government handout.
So you can see, though, there was about a couple hundred people that showed up to this protest. Cory Booker, he seems to be the new and up-and-coming star of the identity politics from the left. You were talking about how you think he's actually trying to make a bid for a presidential run.
Totally. But it's kind of interesting, which I really enjoy, because you have the Bernie Sanders supporters on that end. They're totally calling out Cory Booker, saying, look, you promised all of these things, but then you went and voted against what you told us you were going to, raising drug prices. So he went and voted with Big Pharma. Meanwhile, he's out there telling the Democrats, the voters, that he was going to be on their side. But when it push came to shove, when it came time to make that vote. And so you have all the Bernie Sanders supporters, really. I mean, we saw how vocal and activated they are. And so they're all like, no, Cory Booker. So it's going to be interesting to see how they even hold their people, that side of the spectrum, to task.
The story with people like Cory Booker, John Lewis, they just cannot let go of identity politics. That's what it comes down to. That's the story, period. You can't get over identity politics. You are obsessed with it. Your entire reality has crashed around you, and you're still bitter clinging to identity politics. It's unbelievable. You think that they could think their way out of this paradox that they're stuck in, but they just cannot do it.
They truly thought that that was going to be their thing, that they had the card that they could continue to play, that they would win again in a landslide. And it's obvious they don't get the message. America voted entirely against all those social policies and that far left progressivism. Let's talk a little bit about John Lewis. So a lot of people, he said that he doesn't view President-elect Donald Trump as legitimate. Now, you'll recall when people were saying that about Barack Obama, it was racist to say that. But when he's coming out saying that he doesn't view him as legitimate, that's totally fine. And when Donald Trump slammed him back, they said that Donald Trump really doesn't even have the right to talk to John Lewis because he's a civil rights icon. And it's Martin Luther King holiday coming up. So because he's a civil rights icon and it's Martin Luther King holiday, you are not allowed to speak to this man and call him on his bias there.
So let me get this straight. John Lewis says that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. Why? Oh, because it was the Russians that elected Donald Trump. So that is completely inaccurate. 100% wrong.
Right.
Now, John Lewis, on the other hand here, is going to say, I guess he thinks that people are going to care what he thinks. He thinks people are going to latch onto this thought that Donald Trump is illegitimate because he's a Russian agent. Meanwhile, this is the all again, for some reason, irony just tickles me. OK, here's the irony. Barack Obama is the illegitimate president. His birth certificate has been caught as a forgery. So we've got cold, hard evidence that Barack Obama is an illegitimate president. You've got nothing to say that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. But of course, where does John Lewis go? He goes down the fake news route. Trump is a Russian agent, therefore he's illegitimate. But Barack Obama, fake birth certificate. Well, I'm not going to comment on that.
Well, and interestingly enough, Anderson Cooper actually made the point that if Republicans had said this about President-elect Hillary Clinton, then the Democrats would be up in arms, which is totally true, which I thought that was interesting that he called out on that hypocrisy there. That if they would have said that Hillary Clinton was illegitimate because, you know, she was under...
Which, again, more proof there than Donald Trump.
And,
it's not even,
you know,
close.
had her little private server set up and put our national security...
Cheated with the superdelegates.
Exactly. Yes, cheated with the superdelegates. Had
list
the whole
DNC
rigged for her in the first place. She wasn't...
Colluding with media.
She would have been an illegitimate president. You're right. But, you know...
But I don't think John Lewis would have had an issue with Hillary Clinton. I just have a feeling.
Or do you think that they would have had do you think we would have had 20 Republicans sitting out Trump's inauguration if it was Hillary Clinton there?
So we were actually going to get into all of this in the long segment, and we were going to take some phone calls on this too. But I have a whole stack of news here that is just all about the Democrat wine bags. And even more so, see, the Democrats are going to be the ones that are going to talk about how they're anti-bullying, you know, stop bullying this, stop bullying that. You know, you've heard it. You've heard the same song and dance. Folks, These are the biggest bullies in American politics.
Making death threats.
And I've got a stack of news right here to prove it. See, I'm not illegitimate like John Lewis, where I just say illegitimate with then no facts. No, I say illegitimate, and then I have the facts. That's what we do at InfoWars.com. Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour. Liam McAdoo, Owen Schroyer. We'll be right back.
You got the documents.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
All the leaves are
back to the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour. Owen Schroyer and Leanne McAdoo with you. And this was on Drudge Report today. This is something that the InfoWars team has been reporting on for a long, long time. We've had lists of graphics that we put out about this, but it was on the Drudge Report, and this is a story that the AP ran doubly today. And you can comment on this. You can have your thoughts. Me and Leanne will share some, and then we'll kind of put a bow on it. But the story that came out of the AP, one coming out of Switzerland, one coming out of London, almost the exact same time today. Stark inequality. Oxfam says 8 men as rich as half the world. That was in the story out of Davos. And then the similar story out of London. Who are the 8 richest people? All men, mostly Americans. You've got the expected people. Bill Gates, number 1. Amancio Ortega, number 2. Warren Buffett, 3. Carlos Slim, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Ellison, and Michael Bloomberg. Shocking. These are the people that, you know, it's amazing. These are the people, some of them, the left would praise and they would love while they want to get big money out of politics. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, you know, with antitrust laws, places like Facebook, you know, I don't know. You have a good product like Microsoft, Facebook, people use it. You're going to be rich. You're going to have power. That just comes with the territory. But there are supposed to be antitrust laws to try to break some of this stuff up. But are you surprised by this list? No.
It's always the same list. And frankly, it doesn't have any of the Saudi princes on there. I mean,
no Rothschilds.
Jack Ma, no Rothschilds. So it's like the super, super rich. They're not even considered. They don't even want you to know how filthy rich they are.
Or you can't even calculate their wealth.
Right.
Because it's so absurd.
Beyond computation.
It's literally like you break the calculator trying to figure it out. But, you know, here's the funny thing. Again, the left is the political left is the one that claims to get big money out of politics. These protesters, what happened to these protesters? They were just protesting Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, right? Occupy the rich, take from the rich to give to the poor. All the people on these lists donate to the political left. Every single one of them. And you're going to sit here and complain that the conservatives or the Republicans or the right is the party of the wealthy. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like there aren't rich people on both sides of the aisle, that people who make more money tend to be more conservative. Of course, they want to conserve what they've earned.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just ironic to me. You look at this list, allegedly the richest people in the world, they're all leftist. They all give to the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
and yet the Democrats, the protesters, claim that that's what they're out mobilized protesting is this control.
Right.
It's ridiculous, Leanne.
I agree. There you go. Just some more insanity.
But there you go, apparently. And then, of course, the other story is those 8 men are as rich as half of the world's population.
And some they wish that they could have called them all white males, but
it was close.
It was mostly.
They did wish. That's a good point. They were really hoping. I'm surprised they didn't cater the list to exclude anyone who wasn't a white male just so they could run that. But they claim these 8 men have as much wealth as half the world. Some people say that they have like 98, 99% of the wealth. I'm nobody who's going to sit here and try to do those kind of math numbers. But here's what I do know. Okay, so these people have all the wealth, all right? They're the richest people in the world, private industry. Okay, we're supposed to believe that that's all fine and good. We're supposed to believe that the left wants to get big money out of politics while they take money from the richest people in the world. Okay, now, Davos is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline, the story is, in the wake of the tumultuous year, the global elite face a world of uncertainty. So basically, the Davos group, they're getting ready to meet. And Bilderberg will have the same issue. Because they're about to have their meeting and they don't control the president of the United States, they really don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because so much of what they plan, what they talk about, what they discuss, their future, all depends on them having the president of the United States on their side, in their pocket.
And
they don't have that anymore.
And other global powers.
Right.
And we're seeing the people rising up across the globe, and they're just thinking, wow, our global economic order is getting the shaft. What are we going to do? It's very interesting to see what their little talks will be about this time around. And also, too, let's not forget the Bilderberg website being hacked, saying that they got 365 days to start working for We the People, or they're going to totally expose them via the prison planet they've created with all this technological surveillance.
So the Davos group will meet, and they're going to, instead of having their normal talks about all the economic rigging, the financial market rigging, all the stuff that they normally do, they're going to be sitting there pulling their hair out. Oh, what do I do? What do we do? We don't have Trump. We're going to lose in France. We're going to lose in Germany. We're losing all over the world. Nobody likes what we've done to the planet. Oh, my gosh.
It's really interesting because I remember last year, the Davos, one of the packed, jam-packed talks they had was about meditation and visualization. I bet none of them visualize what happened.
I don't think they saw Trump coming
worldwide.
And just like Davos is worried about losing their control over the economic path, John Brennan is complaining about Trump on Twitter. The intelligence agencies are worried about Trump ruining their monopoly on intelligence. Oh, my gosh. You're getting trumped all over the place, establishment. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Fourth hour, Owen Schroyer and Leanne McAdoo with you, and we are going to open up the phone lines. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, we want to take specifically callers who are planning to go to the inauguration. We'd like to hear from some protesters. We're going to go ahead and offer up some protesters. If you're planning on going to the inauguration to protest Donald Trump, we're going to open up the phone lines for you. Let's hear your thoughts. But if you're going there to also witness the history of the inauguration, also give us the call. So phone line open for anybody who's planning on going to the inauguration, whether it be a protest or in support of Donald Trump. 1-800-259-9231. We've got all kinds of news on that. Before we get to that, though, I've got to let you know that an emergency shipment of DNA Force has just come in at InfoWarsLife.com, and it's 10% off. This is already one of the best products at InfoWars. This is a groundbreaking product, folks. The whole telomeres phenomenon was started here at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. It's going to hit the mainstream. You're going to see it all over commercials. In fact, my guess would be you're going to see it all over commercials, especially with the high-rated events coming up like the Super Bowl. But this is our flagship product. It is unbelievable. Alex talks about how he had a finger that was numb, that now he has feeling in the tip of his finger again. I had a shoulder that I tore out a joint some years ago, and it was always bothering me and nagging me. About 3 months ago, that nagging went away completely, and that was after about 6 months of taking DNA Force religiously. So make sure you give DNA Force a chance, because I'm telling you, this is an unbelievable product, especially when you see the science that's coming out about some of the stuff behind this. You're going to see it in the mainstream. You're going to be even more willing to give DNA Force a try, and this is the groundbreaking product. We started it here first. Remember that. You want to protect your telomeres? Come to the original source, DNA Force, 10% off. InfoWarsLife.com. All right, so we've already got the lines starting to light up, but let's just kind of touch on some of the stuff that we're talking about here. You got Democratic legislators who are planning on sitting out Trump swearing in. Talk about completely low. You can't even go. That's your job.
Yeah.
So you're, of course.
I wonder how that's, if they're going to get anything done or if they're going to be cooperative.
Now, the officials are estimating some 800 to 900,000 people to be at the inauguration. I think it's going to go over a million, Leanne.
Mm.
There were 5 million people, I think, that celebrated the Cubs World Series. If we can't get a million people to come out to Donald Trump's the historical inauguration, come on, folks. And then you've got all of these singers. I've got a whole list of singers who have had to back out mm-hmm. from singing.
Because they're getting death threats.
At the inauguration. Literally, a whole stack of news. Andrea Bocelli, who else do we have here? Jennifer Holliday, Paul Anka. Now, he says that wasn't from bullying. But then you got Toby Keith on the other side of the spectrum saying he's not going to apologize for performing. He's actually proud to.
Yeah, play for his country.
But all these stories just show how the left bullies. They are the real bullies. Bullying people out of performing at the inauguration. Oh, well, you're not going to get a job. You're not going to be accepted in the industry anymore. You can't go perform at Donald Trump. Springsteen's band, the B Street Band, saying, well, you know, if Bruce asked us not to play, we wouldn't play. Hey, Bruce, shut up. Stick to music. You don't know anything about politics. You're a social justice warrior with a guitar. That's it. And then, of course, we've got the leaked audio, the Project Veritas video that came out today. So we've got all this going on. It's all coming around the inauguration, Leanne. I'm going to be there. I am not going to lie. I'm a little afraid. Alex filed the report about the dirty nuke.
Well, they're talking about these anti-fascists. We're talking about putting some acid attacks, which is...
Stink bombs? Stink bombs?
Well, it's like a...
Is this a high school prom? I'm sorry. You didn't get invited to the high school prom, so you got to ruin it for everyone else by lighting off a stink bomb. That's what's going on here. Go ahead, Leanne. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's
well,
just ridiculous.
So this is this acid. It's commonly, colloquially referred to as stink bombs, but it'll just evacuate the entire building there where the deplorable is supposed to be being held. But
you know, I've got a gas mask.
About, you know, if you mess with us, we'll fine you. We'll burn your house down. I mean, these are fascists who are talking about stopping fascism. These are anti-fascist protests they're holding, that they're using violent means to protest a free election. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. They're giving death threats to
an anti-war group starting civil war.
Yeah, they're threatening to murder Andrea Bocelli if he comes, the blind tenor there. Okay, so they're attacking a blind man.
Why wouldn't you want to experience that man's voice? I mean, it's like...
Exactly. Well, and
what's wrong with you?
I think, too, is they can all kind of take a note from Toby Keith, who's saying, you know, I'm not going to apologize for performing at Donald Trump's inauguration because he wants to perform for our country and our military. He says, I won't apologize for performing for our country or our military. And I think people can take a note from that they should have really stood up and came out and said, you know what, I want to be a unifying voice. That's why I'm going to be here. And maybe like opened up some dialogue with people who are upset about it and had the opportunity to really discuss that dialogue. But no, that's what these fascists want, is they want to shut you down and silence you altogether. They don't want to give the opportunity to open up this dialogue. They just want to shut down anything that they don't like. And I'm really pissed, frankly, that we have these people cowing to this kind of abuse and these violent fascists.
Well, they're unprincipled, to me, is what it comes down to. Because I was thinking about this. If I'm a musician and let's say Obama asked me to perform at his inauguration. Okay, I can't stand Obama. I don't like his policies. Would I perform? Would I not perform? You know, I don't really know, but it would be on the principles of his policies if I was going to do that. I wouldn't get bullied out of it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't claim, you know, some false accusation like racism or anything like that. It would be a principled stance, but I don't really know. I think that what we're witnessing is a lot of these musicians getting bullied out of this opportunity, mm-hmm. which is very sad and, again, exposes the true nature of the left.
Well, and you see it with Hollywood, too, that they're afraid to speak out if they're conservatives because they fear that their career will be ruined. And it's just...
Exactly.
To me, it's just bullying so frustrating.
And intimidating.
Well, yes, and actually we have an actress, this is Zoe Saldana, who came out and admitted that Hollywood arrogance helped Trump win.
I always knew I liked her.
She said, "We got cocky, we became arrogant, and we also became bullies. We were trying to single out a man for all these things he was doing wrong," which here I disagree with her. She says, "And that created empathy in a big group of people in America that felt bad for him and are believing it." So, no.
Yeah, she is wrong about that.
People didn't vote because they were feeling bad for Donald Trump being picked on. No, people voted because they were listening to what he was saying and they believe, you know, what he's promising. And frankly, he's already, before he's even in office, he's already bringing back the jobs. And stuff.
Well, and it's nice to see some of these people in Hollywood calling out their counterparts, you know, mm-hmm. saying, "Hey, take a look in the mirror. You're the arrogant bully. You're the reason why Trump won." So that's refreshing, at least. All right, we've got some phone calls here. Let's start with Kelly in Maryland, who says she's going to the J20 protest. Is that true, Kelly? Are you going to protest Donald Trump?
No, not to protest, to support.
Okay.
My family and I are very excited. We can't wait to go.
So what do you think about this disrupt J20 plan to kick off with a bang? They say they're going to have this demonstration in front of the VP's house. I mean, they're planning some big shenanigans there. Are you worried?
No, not at all. I think that we have it all under control. I think that I really don't think they're going to do anything. We're not afraid.
Wow. Well, I got to hand it to you, Kelly. You are you're less worried than I am. I'm definitely worried they're going to do something. At least try to hit me with a stink bomb. All right, let's go to Adam in California, who will be there for the Trump protest. Adam, are you planning on protesting Donald Trump or supporting Donald Trump?
I plan on going to the protest and doing some Owen Schroyer confrontations for my YouTube channel.
Nice.
So you're going, are you trying to infiltrate the protests?
I may go undercover in the beginning so I can record their signs and get some interviews and hear them talking dirty. Mm. But I want to confront them.
The force is strong in this one.
Yeah, but what I'm really worried about is, are we going to get 9/11 truth out of Trump?
That would be very interesting.
I think that if you're going to get it out of anyone, he's the best bet. I mean, he's the one that brought up the secret 28 pages. Mm-hmm. He's the one that has questioned some of the story to begin with.
He's in real estate.
Exactly.
He questioned the construction of the building and said it just doesn't make any sense that they came down. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be very, I think, you know, the people could press him enough for that. But once he's kind of in there with the goblins, it's a little bit different. Then it will be classified at that point. And that's the thing we were talking during the break, that all of these intelligence agencies are going to have to make every single thing they discuss with Donald Trump classified so that he doesn't tweet about it.
But you know what? That is such an astute observation or question from Adam, because if we can break through the shackles of lies from 9/11, that will do wonders for I don't even think we can measure what that would do for this country and what that would do for the citizens to come together on that truth. Because, folks, as soon as people know the truth about 9/11 and what really happened, I'm not even going to sit here and act like I do, but we know that we've been lied to. And if the entire collection of American citizens could learn the truth at the same time, I think that that would bring us all together, and that would be just a massive positive for not just the Trump movement or Make America Great Again, just for the entire world.
America in general, to be able to see all the fake news that was put out there during 9/11 and how people were told to just shut up and agree, you know, don't put out any crazy conspiracy theories. You're with us or you're with the terrorists.
All right. Hey, Adam, real quick before we let you go, what's your YouTube channel so we can follow the work you do over there?
Oh, you guys have been following it. It's No More News. You guys have picked up my videos like 5 times in the last year.
Nice.
I got second place in the Make Fun of Hillary contest.
Mm.
And
I told you the force was strong with this one.
You're out there doing the damn thing. Okay, so no more news on the YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Adam.
All right, let's go to Jeremy out in New Hampshire. He's going to be going to the inauguration. Jeremy, are you going to protest or are you going to support?
I'm going to support Trump.
Are you worried?
I'm not worried. I think Trump's going to do a good job. He's going to be one of the best presidents.
Are you worried about the actual event, though, and anything that might go down?
I'm not worried. I don't think nothing will go down. I think we're going to have a lot of safe people there to watch. We're going to have a lot of people there to keep us safe.
Mm-hmm. At least 5,000 National Guard troops.
Now you're going to have bikers for Trump, too?
Yeah.
A human wall.
What do you think about, I know when George W. Bush was being inaugurated, they decided to do away with some of the traditional presidential things, such as the walk from the car into the White House with the wave. Do you think Donald Trump should be concerned about his safety and kind of curtail some of those traditions?
I don't think so. I think he's got a lot of security.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely, I believe that he has his own private security outside of the Secret Service, too. I think that he might be doubling down on security. Actually, I don't even know. Can he even do that as president? Can you have a private security detail outside of Secret Service? I wonder. That could be interesting because he might not even trust some of the elements within the government structure of protection. So I don't know. That's interesting. But so far, nobody claims to be worried about what's going on. I guess I'm the most nervous Nancy of the bunch. Let's go to Eric in California, who's also going to the inauguration. There's another person from California traveling all the way to D.C. for the inauguration. Eric, are you going to protest or support?
I'm going to support.
Are you worried about any violence or getting hit with any stink bombs?
Hell yeah, I'm worried. I'm very worried. Listen, man, I need bulletproof vest, all that armor, everything. Nah, I'm being serious, though. It's really serious. They got troops on the border of Russia. They got, like, all these different little moves they can make. It seems like
they did just put troops in Norway. Yeah.
ISIS said Obama wanted to attack during the inauguration.
Obama, listen, I'm not trying to cut y'all off. I don't get a lot of chance to talk on every day. I just want to conversate with y'all. But listen, Obama, he is the worst. He is the most fakest person on the planet. He's using this wolf in sheep's clothing tactic where he's acting like he's the good cop. It's the classic good cop, bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's playing this good cop. Oh, I want the peaceful transition and everything like that. Meanwhile, he got everybody else lining up doing all this crazy. Wow, I've never seen nothing like this. It's bananas.
No, but it truly is unprecedented. It truly is unprecedented, and the crazy thing about what you just said is you've got – this is an illustration of the polarization. You've got a group of people like yourself and me and Leanne and a lot of people that are like-minded that will say Obama will go down as the worst president of all time. Then you've got another group of people that say he will be the greatest president of all time. How does that work?
Yeah, well, that's because they see his slick TV persona.
They buy the wolf and sheep's
clothing.
They
buy the fake news. They don't see what's actually going on, that he dropped a bomb, what, every 20 minutes during his 8 years of being in office. They don't see that side of President Obama. All they see is the guy that came out, smooth jazz Obama, that went on SNL. And
they follow the fake news. Yeah, they see him on ESPN. What was your final comment, Eric?
I got a whole bunch of comments, but I guess I'll break it down like this. Obama's not even really the first black president. He's not even really, he doesn't even have slave blood. You know what I mean? Like, as far as being, he claims he's black, he don't even have slave blood in him. And I'm not trying to get all racist and all that, but he's the most fakest on every level is what I'm trying to say.
No, I hear you. And people always say, I don't know what, it doesn't matter to me. But black, white, half white doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But this is a point that a lot of people say. It's like, well, you're sitting here claiming he's the first African American president, but it's not even true. If you're going to say what he is, then you would say he's half white. But it doesn't even matter. The truth is, and what matters is that he is a total fraud. And that is what Eric nails on the head. And that's it. That's the legacy of Barack Obama. His birth certificate was a fraud. The story of how he got brought up was a fraud. Everything he's ever said or done is a total fraud. Nobel Peace Prize Award, total fraud. Just total fraud across the board. Thank you so much for the call, Eric. You're exactly right.
Himself, like, the Medal of Valor or something.
He's gonna find a way to give himself an award before it's all said and done.
He's gonna
What, by giving Biden the award?
No, I forget. I'm pretty sure he awarded himself. What was
It wasn't technically him. I think it was his cabinet or his administration. But he's patting himself on the back. He has to. Nobody else will, because nobody can stand the guy. You know,
Biden,
and it's just
sad. Biden loves them. They're BFFs.
It's just sad. And you know what I think? I think that giving that award to Joe Biden.
The Distinguished Medal. There it is.
Which one was that? Pull that story back up. President Obama awards himself Distinguished Public Service. Yeah. So there you go. Obama awards himself. Of course he has to. He has to do anything and everything he can to try to cement his fraud
legacy.
But we know what your legacy is, Obama. What was it? You bombed over 16 countries this year?
The only president ever who's been at war in every single year of
every single year.
He's dropped a bomb every 2 minutes. And he admitted he's very good at dropping bombs.
And I think that him giving that award to Joe Biden, more than anything, was a slap in our face. Because we know who Joe Biden really is, okay? We know you, Creepy Joe. We know what you do, Creepy Joe, okay? We've seen the videos, Creepy Joe. For you to get up there and cry when this fraud is giving you this fraudulent award, this is just a total ceremony of fraud, and you're up here crying, that's why Obama did it, because he knows that we know who Joe Biden is, a total sicko creep, so he did it right in front of our face to rub it in. And Donald Trump should rescind that award immediately. Final segment on the other side. We've got a couple more calls. We'll get to InfoWars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Final segment. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo with you. And I've got to let you know about the Make Our Bodies Great Again special. This is ending soon at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Make sure you take advantage of this. Brain Force, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. These are some of the best products. And if you're in on the Make Your Body Great Again initiative, you're definitely going to want a Super Male Vitality. That is one of the best products as far as, you know, getting the energy, getting the will to get to the gym, to run that mile, to get that extra set in. Super Male Vitality is definitely a boost for making your body great again. So be sure to take advantage of that. And I'm on the Make Your Body Great Again initiative, and I take all these products, and they work great for me. So this is not just me plugging the products. This is me speaking from actual experience. Now, here's another actual thing that I'm experiencing that Alex Jones was right about, of course. People now prefer martial law to a Donald Trump presidency. People have now said they would rather have martial law than Donald Trump win. And that is what Alex has been talking about, folks.
They would rather be slaves.
They are accepting their slavery. They finally be conditioned into accepting their slavery. They'd rather have martial law than Donald Trump. And good for you, Rosie O'Donnell. I'm glad that you were the spearhead of that. Wow. Not good for you, Rosie. All right.
You don't speak for America.
Let's go to Smitty in Missouri, who says he's going to be protesting Donald Trump. Why is that, Smitty?
Well, because I am not going to stand by idly and have a racist, sexist, homophobic man like Donald Trump.
Now, Smitty, may I ask you a question? Are you identifying as a parrot today? Are you a parrot?
How rude are you?
You're parroting the same buzzword.
How rude are you?
You're parroting the...
How rude are you? All right, I'm rude enough to hang up on you because you have nothing to say.
Okay, so angry. Donald Trump, okay, first of all, when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were both still against same-sex marriage, Donald Trump was congratulating his friend Elton John on his marriage, saying that this one's going to be for the record
book. He's won awards.
When they tried to stump him on Caitlyn Jenner going, you know, will you let her use the same bathroom at Trump Tower? He said she can use whatever bathroom she wants. And that story was dead in the water. You didn't hear any of the mainstream. You'd think that they would have reported that again and again and again.
He's the only candidate that's held up an LGBT flag with his name on it. He's received awards for work he's done in inner cities.
Smitty, thank you for calling in with that troll just to give us the opportunity to crush that anti-gay rumor thing that's going to be going on at the protest. Let's move on to Ramona.
Go ahead, Ramona. You're going to Trump's inauguration from Texas.
Yes.
I take it you're excited.
I'm excited. I'm counting the days. It's four days from now. So I got my plane ticket. I've got my luggage ready. I'm going to go pick up my inauguration ticket. I am ready to get this show on the road.
Now, are you worried about experiencing any violence when you're at the inauguration?
No, I think I am a patriot, and I will do whatever it needs to be done for our country. We're taking it back, and even if it costs my life.
Well, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. I think Ramona understands that.
And I have never, ever, ever been so excited as I am right now. I just can't wait. I'm counting the days. I'm going crazy. I've got my Trump shirt. I've got my Trump and my president shirt on. I've got all my Trump stuff so that people will know that I am a supporter, that I am.
Well, hey, and speaking of that apparel, we have just a little bit of it left at our store, at InfoWarsStore.com. People are saying, I need the Trump as my president shirt. I can't get it. Sorry, we told you it's limited time. I don't know if there's any of those left, but make sure you get these shirts when we come out with them, folks. These are limited time releases, and people like Ramona, they regret it when they can't get their hands on it. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, David Nye. Thank you, Alex. This has been the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer signing off. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.